This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Russian President Vladimir Putin spoke to Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday and strongly condemned the terror attack in Pahalgam. During the telephonic conversation, Mr. Putin conveyed his deepest condolences on the loss of innocent lives and expressed full support to India in the fight against terrorism. He emphasized that the perpetrators of the heinous attack and the supporters must be brought to justice. In a social media post, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, both leaders reiterated their commitment to further deepen the special and privileged strategic partnership between the two countries. Prime Minister Modi conveyed greetings to President Putin on the celebration of the 80th anniversary of Victory Day and invited him for the annual summit to be held in India later this year. India and Japan have condemned terrorism in all its forms and reaffirmed their commitment towards strengthening the bilateral relations and contributing towards regional peace. The two nations reviewed the defense and security pillars of the India-Japan Special Strategic and Global Partnership during the bilateral meeting held between Defense Minister Rajnath Singh and his Japanese counterpart General Nakatani in New Delhi yesterday.
I would like to thank the government of Japan for their strong expression of solidarity with India in the wake of the Pahalgam terrorist attack. Excellency, I take this opportunity to compliment you for your immense contribution in deepening of the Indo-Japan defense relations.
Mr. Singh condemned Pakistan's state policy of cross-border terrorism against India perpetrated through state and non-state actors. Indian Navy and Defence Research and Development Organisation has successfully undertaken combat firing of the indigenously designed and developed multi-influence ground mine, MIGM. MIGM system is an advanced underwater naval mine and is designed to enhance the Indian Navy's capabilities against modern stealth ships and submarines. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has complimented DRDO, Indian Navy and the industry on this achievement. He said that the system would further enhance undersea warfare capabilities of the Indian Navy. The Union Home Ministry has asked the states and the Union Territories to conduct mock drills tomorrow to evaluate civil defence preparedness. The Ministry has decided to organise civil defence exercise and to rehearsal across the 244 categorised civil defence districts of the country. The conduct of the exercise is planned up to the village level. Union Home Minister Secretary Govind Mohan is scheduled to hold a meeting with Chief Secretaries of States on civil defence mock drill today. The primary objective of the mock drill is to assess the effectiveness of air raid warning systems, operationalization of hotline or radio communication links with an Indian Air Force, as well as to test the functionality of the control rooms. The exercise also includes training of civilians and students on the civil defence aspects to protect themselves in the event of a hostile attack. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired a meeting of the Committee for the Appointment of the CBI Director. The meeting was held at the Prime Minister's office in New Delhi yesterday. It was attended by Chief Justice of India, Justice Sanjeev Khanna, and the leader of the opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi. During the meeting, the discussion took place about the appointment of the next CBI Director. The meeting comes ahead of the end of the two-year term of incumbent CBI Director Praveen Sood on 25th of this month. The Enforcement Directorate, ED, attached assets were 2,348 crore rupees belonging to the WTC Faridabad Infrastructure Private Limited and other entities in connection with a massive real estate fraud. It alleged that Ashish Bhalla, the head of the group, duped over 12,000 investors by promising assured returns on investments, but instead he diverted and siphoned off the funds, transferring some abroad to entities owned by his family members. Bhalla was arrested on the 6th of March after attempting to influence witnesses. The Government of India has conveyed its concerns in the strongest terms to the Canadian High Commission in New Delhi regarding the parade held in Toronto, where unacceptable imagery and threatening language were used against its leadership and Indian citizens residing in Canada. Sources said that India has once again called on the Canadian authorities to act against anti-India elements who spread hatred and advocate extremism and separatist agenda. And that is the end of this news bulletin.